The federal government has announced $80 million towards a facility in Melbourne which will provide access to a new kind of cancer treatment. CAR T-cell therapy was previously only available overseas. The funding is part of a broader $500 million health package aimed at Victoria ahead of the election. Stephen Duckett is the Health Program Director at the Grattan Institute. He joins us to talk about that and also Labor's announcement today also to take away the freeze on the rebate. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, PK.
Let's start first with the government's announcement. How significant is it that this particular type of therapy, CAR T-cell therapy, will now be available in Australia?
It's a new therapy, which is hugely expensive, can cost in the United States anywhere up to $1 million per person for the treatment. It adds to the range of cancer treatments, but of course it's only for a very small, very narrow range of indications, a very small number of people. Interestingly, it hasn't been the assessment for the treatment hasn't been finalised by the standard way that new health treatments are assessed in Australia. So this has been brought forward as part of election campaigning, essentially.
When announcing the funding, the Health Minister Greg Hunt described it as ensuring that Victoria, and in particular Melbourne, is the global medical research hub for cancer and many rare diseases. Is he right? Does that put us on the map?
Well, certainly, historically, Melbourne has been has had a larger proportion of medical research funding, larger proportion of medical research activity than other capital cities. I think both Sydney and Brisbane would claim that they're developing as medical research centres, I think. His media release was for the Victorian market, and probably he doesn't want to be broadcast widely in Sydney or Brisbane.
If we look at what Labor's doing, today was a big day in health, as no doubt you know, this is your world. Labor has promised to end the Medicare rebate indexation freeze if it forms government after the next election. Of course, the freeze originally started under Julia Gillard and then it was extended under the coalition government, and now Labor wants to stop it. What practical impact will it have?
I think it's a signal rather than having a practical impact. I think it's important that the freeze be lifted. I don't think it's a bad policy just to allow inflation to eat away at rebates. Bulk billing rates for general practitioners haven't been significantly affected by the freeze. Bulk billing rates for other services like pathology and radiology have always been a bit lower than general practice, and for specialists they've been even lower still. So although it's a really important announcement, and the freeze itself I think was bad policy, I think you won't see much impact on bulk billing rates, for example, but more importantly, it's a signal to the medical profession that you've come out of the doghouse, sort of thing, that that the policy is going to be that there will be indexation into the future.
Federal Independent MP Karen Phelps says Labor's promise doesn't go far enough to help GPs, and she's told Sky News that GPs who bulk bill have been struggling to absorb the rising costs of managing a practice. So should the policy go further, or do you think Labor is likely to go further?
I think certainly general practice is underfunded, and that we need to be putting more money into general practice. Whether doing another increase to the rebate is the right way to go, I doubt it. There's just been a huge review of the Medicare benefit schedule as it applies to general practice, which has made some really good and far-sighted recommendations. So I think we need to step back and say, if we are going to put more money into general practice, and as I said, I think we should, how is the best way of putting it into general practice? Should we have more money going into long consultations, recognising there's more chronic illness and more complexity out there in the world, or should we be applying the money as a thin smear across all the sorts of consultations from the very brief to the very long? So I think we've got to be more sophisticated than just say let's apply a bit more indexation to everything, but we have to acknowledge that we need to put more money in.
Just very briefly, we've seen these major announcements from both parties. Is this going to be a significant battleground in the upcoming election? Do you think there will be a focus on health?
I think there needs to be. It's one of the areas that individuals rank very highly. Health always is in the top two or three or four concerns that individuals have because it affects more or less everybody. And obviously, out-of-pocket costs are of great concern to many people. And so I think it will be a key issue in the election, just as it was in the last election.
Stephen Duckett, always a pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, PK.
And that's Stephen Duckett. He's from the health program, and he's rather the health program director at the Grattan Institute. He's from the Grattan Institute. This is RN Draft.